Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you today, Hugh?
Oh, pretty good. All right, today's question is, what's the best way to draw support and resistance levels on your chart?
Right. So this is something that comes up. The two things that come up with naked trading is, because there basically isn't really any other things to worry about, is how do you draw your support and resistance zones? And, you know, which candle should I be using? Like, should I be using the GMT midnight close candles or the 5 p.m. New York time? You know, really, that's it. I mean, those are the main questions that come up because you're not fine-tuning indicators. But here's what I would suggest. If you're having trouble, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. I'd say keep in mind these three things. One is they should really jump out at you. When you're looking to find support and resistance levels on the chart, they should jump out and be super obvious. The easiest way I know how to see these zones and, you know, really in an obvious way is to move up to a higher time frame. So if you're trading the 1 hour chart, move up to the 4 hour chart and look for those places where you see repeated support and resistance. In the show notes of this episode, I'll link up a video for you guys so you can see kind of how I view it, and maybe that'll give you, you know, a way for you to, you know, fine tune your own way of identifying these. But the easiest thing to do is to think, okay, where are the very best spots on the chart where the market has repeatedly found support and resistance? Now, obviously, sometimes you're going to see a spot where the market's found like a top and it hit the top and it pulled away. So it only found resistance. And likewise, sometimes you're going to find a bottom where the market pushed into a bottom and it only found support. So those are also going to qualify as zones because the market might get back there, and it often does. But usually, you know, 99% of the time, what you're looking for are support and resistance over and over again. And if you look at the higher time frame chart, that'll help. Number two is use the line chart. So look for those little bends in the line chart to identify those support and resistance areas. That's a really, really good tip, because if you're looking at candlesticks, sometimes it's so hard to tell, you know, where is the market closing? And that line chart is just a one period moving average with the closing prices of each candle. So that will really link those up for you and make it really obvious. And the third thing I would say is, it doesn't have to be a situation where you draw every single one in. So as a rule of thumb, you know, knowing that I don't expect the market to hit a daily support and resistance zone every day. So typically, like if I'm looking at the euro or the pound, those zones are probably going to be between 150 to 300 pips apart, okay? Which means that not every day is the market going to hit there. So that's what I would say as, you know, as another thing, as a guiding principle, is make sure that your candles aren't hitting a support and resistance zone every single day. Because if that's happening, then you've drawn too many zones in, they're too close, and you're basically, every single day, you're going to have some sort of potential trade. And that's not really the way that it works. What really should happen is the market moves away from these zones and then eventually hits them. And that's when you're basically ready to take a trade if it gives you a good pattern. So that's really, those are sort of my three tips for that. And I don't know, are you trading with support and resistance, Hugh, or are you using other stuff?
Yeah, no, I use that too, for sure. And I use exactly what you said. And I learned the line chart thing from you too also. That's pretty cool. That helps a lot. What about touches? Like, I know the question comes up a lot. You know, is there a minimum number of touches that have to touch the support and resistance line for it to be valid?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I know there's all kinds of rules around trend lines and the same sort of thing. Like, it's got to touch three times or it's not a trend line or whatever. I don't really look at that. Like, I could see a really, really important support and resistance zone where the market bottoms out there just twice and sort of double bottoms, and then finally it breaks through it. So, you know, that's a two-touch zone, and it's broken through it. So I'm going to wait now for the market to come back up and hit it from below, because now it's going to probably give us good resistance. So that's a case where only two touches and you're good to go. So I would say, you know, I hate to be too tricky about it. You know, I'm not like the Thomas DeMarc of support and resistance zone, so I don't really have all these weird rules. I just say, look, if it should scream to you when you look at it on the chart, especially that line chart, like you say, Hugh, it's such a great way. It's like X-ray vision for the chart. You see these bends in the chart, and you see where the market's really bouncing and over and over again. So I don't really have a minimum number. I would say definitely at least two, obviously. And the fact of the matter is, if it's giving you an all-time high or an all-time low, you're only going to see one touch. So it really, I don't really have like a minimum. I would say the important thing is that the market bends strongly there to identify that, yeah, that's where the buyers came in or that's where the sellers came in.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes it really clear. I think the best thing to do is keep it simple, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Walter.
Thank you.